Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz. Le'ilei Nishmas Shmar Yehu Ben Chaim. This shiur is part two of a two-part series.
Learning Meseches Bava Metzia Daf Samach Beis. This is the second shiur in the blot. The sugi here on Samach Beis and Beis starts the inyan of Peskin Ala Peiris. Now most of the sugya and the Prote Dinim are really on the next blot, and we'll speak about it by Richus on the Shein Daf Samach Gimel. But here on this blot, I want to give akdama to the sugya, explain the Iki Yisaidis of the sugya, and also speak about the sugya of Haramis Ribis, which is also brought in here on Daf Samach Beis Amid Beis. The Mishnah is discussing the case where somebody is giving money, he's being paisik on chitim. He's giving money for chitim, and the idea is he gives money now, and the meicher has to supply him with chitim throughout the year. And the issur involved, the issur of ribis, is because, like the Gemara says in Daf Samach Gimel, klol d'ribisa kol aganata le'asur. The rule of ribis is, anytime someone's gaining, someone is getting a profit, someone is getting extra money, because he's giving over his money for a certain amount of time, he's agar notar. Notar means waiting. He's waiting for his money. Either he gives the money earlier or he gets his money later. And because of that, he gets more. The one who gets to hold on the money is giving more because of the holding on to the money. That could be an isser of ribis. Now, midaraisa, like we spoke in the previous shiur, ribis is only derech halva. Only when you make a loan, I'll ask to get back the same thing. You lend money, you lend chitim, but it's a loan to get back the similar item, and you get back more, and that's ribis deraisa. When it's derech mecher, you're buying an item, that ribis would be derabanan. And at two times, you could have a ribis derech mecher, either by paying early, you get the item for cheaper, so that's agar notar, because since you paid early, so you're going to get essentially more of the item than what the money would have gotten for you if you would have paid on time. Or you can have a case where you receive the item and then you pay later, and by paying later, you pay more. Those are cases where it's an isser, but there's an isser, it's an isser derabanan because it's derech mecher. So our case here is by paying early. The reason why it could be ribis is because had you paid the money at the time that he delivered the chitim, you would have to pay more money. In other words, you would get less chitim for your money. And paying early gives you a cheaper price. So you get more chitim because he was able to hold on to the money for a longer time. From the time that you gave him the money till the time he delivered the chitim. So that's agarnata, that's asr. But since this is ribis derabanan, there are two eifanim where this is mutter. The first eifan is yeshlai, if he has the product. If he has the chitim, in that case it's mutter. And the second eifin is if it's yotza hashar. Like the Gemara brings the Mishnah later in the perik, ein peiskan ala peiris ad she yotza hashar, and we're talking about ein loy. You can't give money to get supplied with peiris until it's yotza hashar, until it becomes a clear price, a clear market for these peiris. Yotza hashar, when the shah goes out, in other words, there's a clear market, a clear price, a clear availability of these payers, paiskin. Why? Because afa pisha ein lezeh, yesh lezeh. And Rashi explains, and this explanation is mavur in the Gemara on that Mishnah, afa pisha ein lezeh means even if the meicher does not have the product, so you don't have the heter of yesh loy, but yesh lezeh, the meicher could get the product. The fact that the meicher is able to get the product, the product is available to him, and he's able to procure it, that also gives you a heter similar to the heter of Yeshlei. But we're going to explain, L'daiti, there's a big difference between actual Yeshlei and the heter of that Shar Shibashuk, and it's available, and Afi She'en L'zeh Yesh L'zeh, that we'll explain. But first, let's explain the heter of Yeshlei. Why is Yeshlei mutter? He has the product, but he's not delivering it till later. And because he doesn't deliver the product till later, you end up paying a cheaper price. So why is that mutter? So the reason is that when it's yeshlay, we consider it ke'ilu, the kinyan happened already. So in Mela, we don't see any halvah here. We don't see any agar notar because we don't see any notar here. We don't consider like there was any wait time. We consider the product being delivered at the same time the money was given. Now, there's actually a shaila. Why do we consider it that way? So Taisus here, the Vimaskal Afalpi, and Rashi also on Samuk Gimel Amnalf, the Vimaskal Yeshle Mutter, they throw in, and several other Rishayim also, because even though there's no actual kinyan, Mayis ain't a kindness, but Mayis do create a kinyan of Mishapar. We learned this in the fourth parak. And when someone gives money for an item, even though he's not kind of the item, but if he wants to be chayzer, he could be chayzer. But we tell him, Mishaparim anshedar hamabo, anshedar haflaga, hu yifrim mishayin o'imim b'diburay. He gets a punishment. He's supposed to keep his word. There's a punishment of Mishapar. So because of the punishment of Mishapar, so it's considered as if there's a kinyan, and Mamela is not considered to be alva. Now, there's actually a shaila in the Paiskim if a Mishapara is necessary to make it considered as if it's his. Because in Al-Gemara, you have a similar heter of Yeshloi even when he doesn't actually give him money, but when he's ba'alachav b'demehen, when he has a chayv, when let's say the lekech owed the meicher money, and then the Meicher says, in exchange for the chayiv, I will give you payrus, but I won't give it to you right now, but I'll make up for the today's price for the payrus that I have. If it's yeshloi, it's mutter. So the question is in this case, is there a mishapara? It's actually a machlokes Rambam and Ravid. There's a shita of Rambam. It's in Perek Hei, Ilchus Mechir Lachadalad, Perek Zayin, Ilchus Mechir Lachadalad, that holds that even though there's a halacha mekanish imul ve'enim mekadeshes, if let's say the isha would owe the ish money, and the ish would say, you owe me money, take that money that you owe me for yourself and be mekadesh to me. That should be the kesef kedushin. That doesn't work. You have to give actual cash. You can't just be meichel the loan. But the Rambam holds that for mechira, it does work. Let's say someone wants to buy karka. The Rambam menuchas mechira perkei Allah hadalit. And the meicher owes money to the lekeach. And the lekeach says, meicher, you owe me money. Instead, keep the money, take the money, and that should be a kinyan on your karka. The Rambam says it works. And the Rambam in Perek Zayin Halacha Dalet talks about metaltalin. He says if somebody owes somebody money, and the fellow, the malva, goes and says, tells the leiva, keep the money you owe me in exchange for a barrel of wine, and he agrees, so that's like he paid for it, and there is a din of a mishapara. So the Ravid argues, the Ravid holds like the Pashas Hasugya is mashma, that the problem of Mekanish Amuva applies to Mechira as well. And the Ravid says in Asagis, this is Mehilchas Mechira Perek Zayin Halach HaDalad, V'ulai Teyu Hadar Mina Mamidin Milval HaPeiris V'hushe Yeshloi, our Gemara that you could, if it's Yeshloi, say that the money you owe should be payable in Peiris, so the Ravid's very clear that there is no halacha of mishapara when it comes to halva, when it comes to chayvis, but it still works for the isaribis. And Rashi and Taisus, like we mentioned, the mashma, that the reason why it's mutter by yeshloi is because there's an inyan of mishapara. Taisus Yantif shtals on this already. The Taisus Yantif on the Mishnah says that l'chayah you're going to have to learn up Rashi and Taisus to be like the Rambam, that they hold that even when you're paying through milva, this still would be a mishapara. But the Ravid, and then Mrs. Ravi Shainim hold like the Ravid, that there is a problem of being kaina with a milva, and if you're going to say that applies who would into mishapara, so karchach, it's not totally a mishapara, thus alain, that it's yeshle, that he has it, even if there's no din of mishapara, would also be mat to the ribbis. Rabbi Kivega, on the side of the Mishnah, says that it's not muchach like the Taisus Yantif, the Rashi and Taisus hold like the Rambam, Pashtas they don't. It could be they mean Hanoas Mechilas Milva, Hanoas Mechilas Milva would work Lekuli Alma. That's a different sugya. But I'm just pointing out that this heter of Yeshloi, that it's considered to be as if the kinyan was chal already. Rashi and Taisa say it's because the kinyan is chal agabe mishapara. In the Ravid, it's mavur that has nothing to do with that, even if the kinyan's not chal agabe mishapara, but still, Chazal consider it as if it was kani to him, just like even if you say it is a mishapara, it's not a kinyan gomer. But obviously, you're going to have to say, because ribbis derech mecher is their abanan, so they were mekel to consider it as if it was kani to him, even though it really wasn't. So who would then you could say that without a mishapara? No, Salain, that is Yeshla, he has it. So Chazal are considering it ki'ilu it's kani to him. The negay, the Issa Ribbis, they could do that because anyway, the Issa Ribbis is the Rabban and Heimam of Heimam. Now, by the case of Yeshloi, not only is it mutter to be paisik in the Mount of Chitam are worth now, and the possible Ribbis in that case would be what if the Chitam go up in price? Not only is that mutter, but even if you want to be paisik for less than what the chitam are worth now, because you're prepaying for it, as long as it's yeshlei, it's mutter. It's mavur that way. From the Gemara later in the Samach Gimel in the days, we'll mention it b'mkaymai. But that's the halacha. And that means that it's muchrich, that the svara of yeshlei is that we don't see halva altogether. There is no halva. There is no notar. Ribbis means agar notar. There's no notar. No one's waiting. It's as if I received the wheat as soon as I paid, and I'm allowed to take a discount. Ribbis is only when you take a discount because you prepaid. If you didn't prepay, there can't be any ribbis on the discount. Now, by Ein Loi, the Gemara says when it's lo yotza ashar, you can't be paisik. When it's yotza ashar, you could, because ava bisha ein lezeh yesh lezeh. And Rashi says, v'yochel ha-meicher, L'knoisei b'damim shekibel. Which l'chayr means that when it's yotza ashar, he has the same ma'ilah of yeshloi because the potential yeshloi is also considered yeshloi. Now, in this inyan, there's a very interesting discussion in Chayshin Mishpat Simen Reish Tes Sivvav between the Sma and the Shach and the Ksais. The Shulchan Aruch there says halacha, that if it's from the Rambam, that someone is paisik al shayr shebishuk and he receives money, somebody who gives money in order to be supplied with chitim throughout the year, and he already pays for the chitim, and the meicher doesn't have the chitim, the meicher is obligated to buy the chitim and supply him with the chitim according to the psika, according to the terms that they stipulated, and if the meicher changes his mind, even if he returns the money, he gets a mishapar. That's a din. When you give money for an item, and the chiddush here is, even if he doesn't have the item, but the item is available as shayr shebishuk, he is obligated to go and supply you with the item, buy the item, and if he changes his mind and backs out of the mechira, he gets a mishapar. So the Sma says that it's dafka because he was paisik al shayr shebishuk, where the item is available. It's shayr shebishuk, the item is available, he could easily buy the item. Then there's a din of a mishapar. But if it's not shayr shebishuk, it's clearly implied by the Rambam and the Mechaber that there's no mishapar. And the Sma explains, it's a svar in hilchas mishapar. When you have the item, and someone pays for it, you have to give him the item. If not, there's a mishapar. When you don't have the item, someone pays for an item which you don't have, you tell him that you'll get it for him, you don't have it currently. So if the item is readily available, then it's binding for the mishapar. If the item is not readily available, it's lo yotza ashar, then it's not binding to be a mishapar. That's how the Sma explains the halacha. The Shach says nothing doing. The Shach says, in regard to mishapara, you are responsible to fulfill your commitments that were paid for, whether they're readily available or not. The reason why the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch say it's dafka when you're paisik al shayr shebishuk is because if you're paisik before it's yotza ashar and it's ein loi, so there's an issa ribbis. When you stipulate something which has an issa ribbis, even an issa derabanan, of course you're allowed to be chayzer. There's no mishapara because the whole stipulation, the whole mekach, is an issa. And the Rama is mefurish that way. The Rama lechayis mefurish learns like the Shach, like the Shach points out. The Rama on this halacha says avlam pasuk imay chelo yotzah shar shemekach nasa beisur chayzabay vein zalkal mishabara. But there's no difference in the etzim hilchas mishapara between if it's available or not. That's not the point. If for whatever reason it would be mutter, if you take away the issur ribis, let's say you would say that the price is going to end up being the price that it's worth at the time of delivery, for instance, which would be mutter, even if the thing wasn't available, there'll be a din of mishapara. Legabi mishapara, the availability makes no difference. The reason why the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, says shayah shebishuk is because it has to be mutter. And it's only mutter to be paisik alachitim in normal circumstances. If it's yatzah shar, in paisikin alperis, that's yatzah shar paisikin. But the Sma holds that no. In Hilchas Mishapara, you need Yatzah Hashar. And the Ksais comes to the Sma's defense. And the Ksais says, how do we explain what the Sma means? And the Ksais brings the Kesef Mishnah like the Sma. But how do we explain what he means that Legabi Hilchas Mishapara, it makes a difference if it's Shar Shabashok or not? Zag the Ksais Agavaldagi Yisait. We learned earlier in the fourth parak in Daf Mem Zayin and Beis, a machlokes Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechanan holds that midereisa mois is kaina. Midereisa, when you pay money for something, you kain it. The Rabbanan said that you're not kaina b'mois because of a kshash. Maybe the meicha will say nisuf chitecha ba'aliyah. Rish Lakish holds no. Midereisa mashiach is kaina. There's no din mois midereisa by metalton. Midereisa mashiach is kaina by metalton. So the Gemara asks the kasha. Says in the Mishnah, Mois is not kaina. Aval amru mishapara manchidar amam manchidar flago yifem mishayma ena oimid b'dibura. Mara says, I understand the coin to Rabbi Yechanan that midereisa Mois is kaina, even though the Rabbanan said it's not kaina. But al kapana, the Rabbanan left it that you have an aval, you have a mishapara if you chayza. But according to Rish Lakish, that Mois is not kaina. So why is there a mishapara? Why is there an aval, the Gemara's lashon is? So the Gemara says, because when you give words, when you have a verbal commitment, that should be an aval. The Gemara says, what about if you didn't give money? The Gemara says like this, a verbal commitment without money, that's not enough of a commitment to have a mishapara. Mashen came with a verbal commitment with money, dvarim v'iz b'inayu mois, that is a mishapara. Ad kan the sugya. So Zaktik says, we can have a chakira. The Gemara's havmin was that the reason why there's a mishapara according to Rabbi Yechanan is because midereisa mois is kaina. That's the side of mishapara. That's what the Gemara thought according to Rabbi Yechanan. And according to Rish Lakish, when mois is not kaina midereisa, they might have a problem. Why is there a mishapara? And the Gemara said according to Rish Lakish, the mishapara is not because there's a kenyan midereisa, but because it's dvarim v'ispin al mois, because you have money together with the verbal commitment. So the maskana according to Rabbi Yechanan, do we say that the maskana according to Rabbi Yechanan didn't change? And according to Rabbi Yechanan, who we paskin like, the site of the mishapara is the same as the havamina, dafka when there's a kenyan mois. Or do we say no? That once we say in Rish Lakish that you don't need a kinyan deraisa in order to have a mishapara, even though there's no kinyan mois midereisa, but it's dvarim this binayim mois. So maybe lemaskana who in Rabbi Yechanan is not because of the kinyan deraisa, but even in a case where you do not have a kinyan deraisa, it's dvarim this binayim mois. That's what makes the mishapara. He says it's a machlokes in the shita mukabetz there in Perik. Hazav, it's a machlekes in the Shita Mekabetzes. It's two rishayim, a machlekes rishayim to understand the maskanas ha-gemara according to Rabbi Yechanan. If we're sticking with the pshat that we said in the Havamina, that a mishapara is based on the fact that there's a kinyan midereisa by mois, and Chazal will not mafkir the kinyan in Gansin. They said the afkas a kinyan is only that you're not bound absolutely, but there's still a mishapara. All the maskanin, Rish Lakish, anyway we have to say mishapara zel zvaram vispanao mois. So according to Rabbi Yechanan also, even when there's no kinyan deraisa, that would also be a mishapara. Now I have the Rambam that we mentioned in Perek Zayin al-Achadal, and it's mashma like the tzad, that the mishapara comes because there's a kinyan deraisa. Because the Rambam, like we said that a chayiv, the misha'ayil a chayiv etzel chaveirin, said mechayil chayiv shayim b'chayiv, there's a din of Mishapar, kol chayiz bay makabel Mishapar. And then the Rambam says, l'fichach ha-machle karka b'chayivay ein echem em-yachal ar-zabay. So the Rambam seems to put together the halacha of whether you get a Mishapar by metalplin with the halacha if there's a kenyan gomah by karka. So that's how the Ksais explains the Sma. The Ksais says that the Pshat in the Sma is the reason why the Sma says that you need Matzi B'shuk in order to have a Mishapara is because Mishapara only works when Midaraisa would have been a Kenyan Kesef. So Mele the Rabbanu Mefgi, the Kenyan Kesef, they left the Mishapara. But if Midaraisa is no Kenyan, so who and then is no Mishapara? That's what the Sma holds. The Shach holds, like the Tzad, that any time it's Dvarim, there's been our Mois, any time there's Dvarim together with Mois, the verbal commitment is accompanied by payment. Even if the payment can't affect the Kinyan Midaraisa, that would also be a Mishapar. So Zagtik Sais, that's the first Chiddush you have to say. Now Zagtik Sais, another Gvaldige Chiddush. And this he brings from the Kesef Mishnah. That the Kesef Mishnah says, Namal the Zalacha, you can't go and buy something if he doesn't have it. If I give you money to buy something and you don't have the thing, it's not Shaykh a Kenyan on it. Zag the Ksayish, Dayton Kesef Mishnah, Akapanim in one Teretz, that something which is Motzi Bashuk, something which is readily available, there's no Sarin of Davashayna Bashusai. There could be Chal and Chalais Kenyan in it, even though it's Ainu Bashusai. So Zaktik says, this is the Pshat in the Sma. In order to have a Din Mishapar, there has to be a Kenyan Midaraisa. So when the person doesn't own the Chayfetz, how could you be Kenyan Midaraisa? Even if Mois is Kainas, but you can't be Kainas, something which is Ainu Bishusai. Teretz says, you have this Gevaldige Yusayit from the Kesef Mishnah. That's something which he could easily get. There's no Chsarin of Davish Ainu Bishusai. So Mamela Ibazai, it's Shaykh Kenyan Deraisa. Mele Chaycha Mishapar. So Lefi Kol Anal, the Ksais doesn't read this ice, but Lefi Kol Anal comes out a very sadistic tut studim. Why do you need Yotzah Shar? Why do you need it's available? Kipshutai, and this is how the Shach would have to learn, because the Shach would learn anyway to Zemishapar, even if it's not available, as long as it would be Mutter. So why does it have to be available in order to be Mutter, according to the Shach? And l'chaya l'fi the Raivan also that says that the heter of the Gemara is not based on Mishapara. So also you can't say that Yatzah Shar has anything to do with Mishapara because you don't need Mishapara for that. You have to say it's a svar in Hilchus Ribbis. In Hilchus Ribbis they will make if he has the item, it's considered as if it was kanoi to the one who gave the money. Male, there's no problem of Ribbis. And if he doesn't have the item. If the item is readily available, so in Hilchus Ribbis also we consider it ki'ilu he has the item because it's readily available. Af b'she'ein l'zeh yesh l'zeh, yachla meichel l'knaisi b'dam shekibel. The accessibility of this chayfetz to the meicher makes it ki'ilu the meicher has it, and if the meicher has it, it's ki'ilu the keich was kainet right away. That's what you're going to have to say according to the Shach, that l'gabi Hilchus Mishapar, it makes no difference if it's available or not. That's where you're going to have to say, according to the Raivin, that holds that Legabi Hilchus Ribbis, it makes a difference if the Mishapar or not. But if you hold like the Sma, the way the Ksais explains it, you hold like Rashi and Taisus here that says that the reason why it's Mutter in this Gemara is Dafka because he has a Kenyan Lemishapar, that's why Chazal Machshevit and Hilchus Ribbis Kilo it's his. And you hold like the Sma, the way the Ksais is Masbir, that it's not Shaykh Mishapara on something which is not available. Because something which is not available is not Shaykh Kenyan Kesef. It's a Dov Hashayna Bishusai. And if it's not Shaykh Kenyan Kesef, Mishapara, according to Rabbi Yechanan, is gebayt on the fact that there's Kenyan Kesef. And Midarais, you would have been kainit. And Mechazal Mefki, the Kenyan left over in Mishapara. So Mele, it's more Pashit. It's a new Avana. Why there has to be Yatzah Shar? Because by Lo Yatzah Shar, it's not Shaykh a Kenyan of Mishapara. Davka by Yatzah Shar, it's Shaykh to have a Kenyan of Mishapara, and you need that Kenyan in order to imat the Ribbis. Das Kumda is very interesting. A shmuz between the Sma and the shach and the ksais, that the shach nems on that you don't need matzah b'shuk to have a mishapara. And the chayyur, the pshan, and the shach is a mishapara has nothing to do with the fact that midiraisa you would have been kainit b'kesef without the chazal being mafkiya the kesef. So the fact that you need matzah b'shuk in order to be matzah ribis, you have to say it's a din in hilchus ribis. Chazal only will makshev it ki'ilu he has it if he could get it easily. But according to the Sma, that it has to be matzah b'shuk in order to have a mishapara, like the Ksais explains, because mishapara is the yisai that really midiraisa I'm kainit b'kesef. Chazal mafkir the kinyan but left the mishapara. Avadai can't be kainit midiraisa if he doesn't have it. Only if it's available, then I can have a kinyan midiraisa. There's one big ara on the Ksais, which the Nesivus merks on this ara. That the Ksais says it's gevaldige yisayin, that the yisai of mishapara is because it's a kinyan deraisa. And the Ksais is assuming that it's shayach a kinyan deraisa, even if he doesn't have the chayfetz on hand, but since it's available, it's readily available, it's shayach a kinyan deraisa, and there's no chsaron of enin amakna dav v'shena b'shusay. The problem is like this. I can understand the ayisayin, that the kesef could work on a dav v'shena b'shusay if it's readily available, the same way Rabbi Meir holds other makna davish leibel ha'ilam. That the pshat is, the maisa kinyan is a maisa kinyan now. And when the chayfetz comes ba'ilam, then it's nigman achalais kinyan. Avada calls man the chayfetz is not ba'ilam, you can't have a kinyan on the chayfetz. So we hold, ain't on a makna davish leibel ha'ilam. Even when it's ba'ilam, the kinyan doesn't work. But if it's a davar amatsi, so then we mask him to Rav Meir that the kinyan can work, and when he gets it, then it's kaina. But in order for the Mishapara Svara to work, the Mishapara is there even before he buys it. Shulchan Aruch says a tremendous chiddush. The Shulchan Aruch says that he has a Mishapara, he has to go out and buy it. Even before he buys it, if he's chayzer from the deal and decides not to buy it, but instead just give him the money back, that's a Mishapara. L'chayr Kenyan Kesef can't work that way. Kenyan Kesef can't be mechayiv me to go buy an item. It's a pella. And this part the Nesivus makes, that part the Nesivus doesn't, but the part the Nesivus makes is even by the case of Yeshloi. But here we're not really discussing a case which l'chayr is shayach b'chalt at inyan of Kenyan Kesef. Because here he's not actually being kind of any specific item. Let's say someone walks over to a wheat merchant and says, I'm going to pay you now, and I want you in 6 months from now to supply me with wheat. And the wheat merchant has wheat on hand. It's yeshloi. But is that shaykh to have a kinyan kesef b'chay gavna? He's not saying I'm buying any particular wheat that you have. L'mashal, if all his wheat gets destroyed, he's still mechayiv to give him wheat. It has nothing to do with the wheat that he happens to have on hand. That's not what I'm buying. I'm buying that you should supply me with wheat later. So before that way, Taizav Samach Dalam Beis, like the Nesivus points out, the full achrayis is on the meicher. And the meicher is allowed the chatchila to sell all the wheat he has and buy more wheat. He didn't buy any wheat. He gave money to make a chayiv to supply me with wheat. The chayiv is very shver to learn, like the ksais, that there's a kinyan kesef that could be shayach here. I don't want to be Meirich, I just want to be Mitzayin Bekitzer. The last Taisus here on Samach Bezum Abezum, Maschal Reisha Neisha, where Taisus asks the Kasha, without being Meirich, that in this case it should work out Moyes Kainais. And Taisus answers, V'yesh Leima, the Hacha Meirich Le Pachu Yemenu Achiyidin Le Achitin. A somewhat cryptic answer, which in Mepharshim we'll discuss, but the Bnei Yeshua explains exactly what I'm saying. That what Taish is saying is, in this case, it's b'chol matshayich a kinyan of mois. I didn't buy any specific chitim. I have a chiv to supply you with chitim. On that, it's not shayich b'chol a kinyan mois. Just mentioning it b'kitzer. And didn't explain good pshat and taishvitz. But l'gaymi the etzim inyan, that's what l'chayir is shver. With the Ksais, that the Ksais is learning that the site of the Kesef over here that's making a Mishapara is, this Kesef is actually a Kesef Shmidaraisa, would make a Kinyan. And that's why, even after Rabbanu Mefkir the Kinyan and makes a Mishapara, if you're not intending to buy a specific item, Bechlal, you're just being Mechayiv yourself to supply the wheat, Lechayiv, it's not Shaykh Bechlal, Inyan of Kinyan Kesef Bechay Gavna. V'yesh L'ayin B'zeh. But Nagzal Yenenu, let's give a Sikum of the Ikkaklon that we said. The problem of Ribbis is when you're prepaying, and because you're paying early, you're getting a discount, you're getting a better price. And when it's Yeshloi, the Yisaydin Shel Advarim is that it's not considered that you're paying early Bechlal. It's considered like you're receiving the Chitim at the same time you're paying. It's considered like it's Kani to him, even though it's not. And Rashi and Taisus both throw in because there's a din of Mishapara that it can't be Chayzer. And according to the Ravid, and Ilchus Mechira, Perek Zayin Alach Adalit, even without a Mishapara, it's considered like it's Kani to him. And we said by Yeshloi, it goes as a vite that you could even be Meizel Gabei, you could even give him a clear discount, you could even give him the Chitim for less than what the price of the Chitim is now. By Ein Loi, so there the Pshat is, since the Chitim are available, that's also considered like Yeshloi. Since he could buy the Chitim, that's also considered Yeshloi. We said over the Ksais, that learns that the Pshat is because of Chayach HaKinyan Kesef, because of the availability. Like the Sma, that's only in Hilchus Mishapara, it's only Shayach by when it's available by Yatzar Shar. But like the Shach, that you could have a Mishapara Be'etzim even if it's Lo Yatzar Shar, it's just a Mecha Chanasa Be'isr. Or like the Ravid, they don't even need a Mishapara. You have to say it's a Svar in Hilchus Ribbis. They didn't consider it to be Ke'ilu it's Yeshloi unless it's readily available to him. Now I want to read Durch another Nakuda. That to me it seems clear that Yeshloi Mamish is a different lamdus than Einloi and he could get it. Because by Yeshloi, like we said, you could even be Meizel Gabei. Masha Einkein, when he doesn't have the Chitim, do you need Yotza Ashar? Do you need that he should be able to get the Chitim available? But more than that, there you could only be Pesach at today's price of the Chitim. Your paisik are what the chitim are worth today. Why is there a problem of ribbis? You're giving him the price of the chitim today. The teretz is because the chitim tend to go up. And when, by the time you supply it, the chitim are at a higher price. And really, if he would not have prepaid, a value you would charge him the higher price. That's what the chitim are worth at the time that he supplied it. And because he's prepaid, that's why you're giving him the chitim at the lower price. That's why there should be a problem of ribbis. But since it's Yotzer Ashar, we don't take that problem of Yeker into account. But you have to give him today's price. You can't be Meizel Gabei. You can't give him the price that even today he won't be able to get it. So Be'etzim, that alone, I wouldn't still be convinced that it's a different lumnus. I could argue that if you're not giving him the chitim at today's price, it's vayta not accessible to the meicher. The meicher, the reason why it's accessible to the meicher is because he could take the money that he receives could be used to buy the chitim now. That's the pshat why it's accessible. If the money you gave him won't be able to buy the entire supply of chitim now, so it's not accessible anymore. So it'd have the same sign of layot sashat. So there could be a practical reason why you could only be Pesach at today's price, and you can't be Meizel, even though by Yeshloi you could be Meizel, you could be Pesach at a lower price, but by Einloi you can't be Pesach at a lower price, only by today's price. But that's not the only reason. Because Rashi and other Rishonim could say the same, Yiker b'shusei Yiker. It's mashma that the issue here isn't that there's no Hamtanas Meis. The issue here is that there's no schar hamtanas mois. It's not that you're missing the natar, but you're missing the agar. But it is considered to be hamtanas mois. In other words, by yeshle, like we said, we're not considering that alvah b'chlal. We're not considering that hamtanas mois b'chlal. It's as if you were delivered the chitim the day you gave the money. It's yours. Even though be'etzim, it's not yours. It's only a din of mishapara. But Lagabi Hilchas Ribbis, Heimon Vin Omri, they consider it Kilu, it's yours, Kilu, you're kind and Gansen. But by Einloi, even though they also considered kilu it's yeshle, and by yeshle it's kilu it's b'shus lekeach. But nishgenug that it's considered b'shus lekeach, that there is no halva, and you're allowed to charge for the prepayment. Nishgenug. They made it b'shus lekeach that the yoiker is not considered extra. It's considered that he has the chitin now, b'negeya, that when the chitin go up in value, that's not the pshat he got extra chitin. It's like he got these chitin and his chitin went up in value. But that's only because at the time he gave the money, it was taka that price. If at the time he gave the money, it was the chitin were worth more and he got a discount, that's usur. That discount would be called agar notar. If it's the same price, so you have the notar, you have the prepayment, but you don't have the agar. The yiker is his. It's the lekeach's yiker. The yiker is not considered he got extra chitim. His chitim one is yaker. But if you make the wrong price, that would be also, that would be ribbis. You find Taisan Daf Samach Gimel Min Beis says very similar. He's talking about the Mishnah later, and Daf Ayin Beis Min Beis. We have the chitim, but it's mechusa malacha. You own the chitim, but it's mechusa a certain amount of malachas. So Taisa says, it's genug yesh loy that you can be paisik, even though it's ain't loya tzah ashar, but it's not genug yesh loy that you can be paisik for cheaper. You have to be paisik at the correct price. What type of pshar is that? Mimanavshach. If it's considered yeshlei, so you should be able to do basic cheaper. It's not alva. And if it's not considered yeshlei, so why could you be basic at the correct price? What if it goes up? The Terence is kidvareinu. It's the darga of yeshlei, like the case where it's available, here also when you have some malachas to do. It's not genug yeshlei to make it that it's not alva altogether. It's considered alva. It's not considered like he's kainet miyad because it's mechusa malachas. But genug, it's considered that he's kainit, that any yiker that goes up is not an extra thing that he's getting, it's his yiker. He was kainit, but even it's b'shuseis yiker. So that's the chilek. When it's mamish yeshlo, it's not considered alvo altogether. There's no amtanis mayis altogether. So you could even lower the price. Less than what the price is now, because there is no amtanis mayis, it can't be ribbis. When it's ainloi, but it's just matzi, it's just shayach shebishuk, there it's shayach ribbis. There is considered amtanis mois. It's not genug, it's considered kilo he has it right now. It's only considered his benigeya that the yoiker is not considered ribbis. The yoiker is considered his. The yoiker is considered b'shuseis yaker. That's why it's not ribbis. And Beis Hashem, in the next Shem Daf Samach Gimel, we'll discuss more the gedarim of yeshloi, and the gedarim of ba b'chay vasay. Why is ba lachay b'dmeyan? Why when he doesn't give money, why is that worse? And over there, if it's a chilek yeshlei and ein lei, and also the gemara in Daf Samach Gimel actually gives another reason why it's mutter here, and try to understand why we need these two reasons. And now let's just finish up the shiur with the sugya of Haramis Ribbis. The gemara, in trying to explain the pshat in the Mishnah, and Bayat said that the pshat in the second case in the Mishnah is like the case k'detani Rav Safra b'ribis d'beir b'chia. What was tani Rav Safra b'ribis d'beir b'chia? Yesh dvarim shem mutarim v'asurim ne'aramas ribis. The things that are mutar, but also because it's doing harama, it's doing a trickery to make it ribis. What's the case? Reuven asked Shimon, could you lend me a mana? Could you lend me 100 zuz? But Shimon wants to get ribis. He doesn't want to give 100 zuz for nothing, but there's an issa ribis. So Shimon says the following: instead of lending you 100 zuz, I'll give you chitim that are worth 100 zuz, and you'll owe me 100 zuz. And then after giving him chitim worth 100 zuz, and now he owes him 100 zuz, now Shimon buys back the chitim for 90 zuz. So now Shimon gave Reuven 90 zuz, and Reuven happens to own 100 zuz because he bought the chitim from him. So essentially what happens is, Shimon gives Reuven 90 zuz, and Reuven owes him 100 zuz. But it's not ribbis, because he never lent him any money. He sold him chitim for 100 zuz, that's fine, to be paid back in a few months. Nothing's wrong with that. He sold the chitim for a regular price. He bought it back for a discount. That's also fine. That's not ribbis. The Chavis Das asks Akasha that since he owes him the $100 from buying the chitim, and now he's selling the chitim as a discount, why isn't that a problem that the Mishnah says later, when you owe somebody money, you can't rent him for a discount? Because it looks like that you're giving him a discount because you owe him money. So it looks like a ribbis mucheris. So the Chavis Das answers, that's only when you owe somebody money derech halva. Then you have to be very careful not to do him any taivis that you wouldn't have done otherwise. We'll see the sugya, it's later, the sugya of Hamavas Chaveri Liyadu B'chatzer Chinam V'liyizkir Menu B'pachis. But that's only by alva. But when you owe him money for a mechira, Zakta Chavis Das, there's no iser to sell him things at a discount that doesn't have the same chaymer as alva. Al Kopanim, nothing's ribbis here, Bamisin. The original sale of the chitim was aldasa, you pay the regular price for the chitim after a few months. And then we're making a new sale of the chitim for a lower price, but there's no amtanas mois there. In the end, you're getting $90 and you're paying back $100 in a few months. That's why it's haramis ribbis. So the way Abaye learns the Mishnah, he says it depends. If you're going to pay back money, so then that's haramis ribbis, because you receive $90, you paid back $100. It actually wasn't alva with ribbis. It actually was that you received $90 because you sold him the chitim. And you have to pay back $100 because you originally bought the chitim. But that looks like ribbis. Now, Shane Kane, if you receive $90 and you're going to pay back $100 worth of wine, that's mutter, that doesn't look like ribbis. That's how he teaches the Mishnah. In the end, like you see in the Gemara, the Pshat and the Mishnah didn't work. The Mishnah's Mavur, it wasn't talking about such a case. And the Gemara went back to the first Pshat in the Mishnah, that they're using the sale of the chitim to now be paisik on wine. And we'll explain that in the next year. But the Rishonim say that the halacha still remains that way. That if you're not giving back money, it's mutter. That's what it says in the Ramban and the Rashi. The Beis Yosef brings it from the Tamid Rashba, and that's the Psak halacha and Shulchan Aruch. The Maaseh, the Ar Rishonim, the old Ritva, which is not really the Ritva, and the Meiri, they bring up shot that Lamaskana Wimatcha that Abaye, and it's Asr, even if you pay back payers. But Kamad Allah is not the way. The Allah is only Asr when you pay back money. So that's the case. You can't make a sale and a resale of an item in order to facilitate that you're able to get a smaller amount of money and pay back a larger amount of money. Now it's a Shailan the Rishainim, how to be Magda the Isser. Because the Rambam holds that it's not even an Isser of Avak Ribbis. The Rambam holds there are three Dargis. There's Ribbis Ksutza, Ribbis Deraisa, Yaitze B'dayanim. We have Avak Ribbis, Ribbis Derabanan. And Aramis Ribbis is a third Darga. That's a Lashon of the Braisa. Yesh Dvarim Shem Mutarim Vasurim Mishem Aramis Ribbis. Now it's Betzim, it's Mutter. It's not considered Avak Ribbis. It's not a Ribbis Derabanan. Ribbis Derabanan is not Mutter. It's Asim Derabanan. This is mutter. There's an Issa of Aramis Ribbis. And the Nafkamina is, like the Rama Megavalda Gechidish, if you did do it, Bezin actually forces you to pay the entire $100. If you bought the chitim for $100, sold it back for $90, you weren't allowed to do it. That's the Asa Mishim Aramis Ribbis. But once you did it, we're not considering the money Ribbis Bechlal. The money is because you bought the chitim for $100. The money's not considered ribbis. You're not allowed to do such a case because it's nirik ribbis, it's haramis ribbis. But Bezin will actually obligate you to pay the money. It's not us to pay the money, fakerti mechuyif to pay the money. That's a shitas haramba. The Ramban argues. The Ramban says, listen, according to Abaye, Abaye learns this in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is clearly avak ribbis. The Mishnah is clearly a case of avak ribbis. So according to Abaye, it is Avak Ribbis. So even though the Pshat and the Mishnah were Matcha, we say it's not the Pshat and the Mishnah, but the Pshat and the Braisa of Tani Rab Chiyah, Tanev Safer Ribis the Bear Pchia. Since Abaye understood it to mean Mamish Avak Ribis, why should we argue in Abaye and say it's a new Darag, it's a Ramas Ribis, and Bezin will be Maitzit? That's a Shita Saramban. The Rashba holds like the Rambam, the Rosh holds like the Ramban. The Mechaber passes like the Rambam, the Bezin is Maitzit, it's not considered Avak Ribis, it's just a Ramas Ribis, and b'dievid that you did it, Bezin is Maitzit. There are more Paskins like the Rosh and the Ramban that it is Avak Ribis and Bezdin won't be Maitzit. The Taz points out that even if you hold it's Avak Ribis and Bezdin's not Maitzit, he still could pay back his chayv in Paris. Like the Rishayim are saying, that much we hold like Abaya, that you could pay back the chayv in Paris. But they say he's not Mechayiv to. Since they made up that he paid back in money, and with money, it's Aramis Ribis, and according to the Ramah, that's Avak Ribis, so he's not Mechuyif to pay it, even though if he wants to pay it, he could. He could pay it with payers. But he's not Mechuyif to. According to the Ramah, he's Mechuyif to pay money. It was asked to do it l'chatchila, but once he did it, he's Mechuyif to pay. He's Mechuyif to keep the deal. According to the Ramah, the deal is Ribis. You're not Mechuyif to it, even though there's an Eitzah, had to pay it back, and it wouldn't be Ribis if you pay back payers. But once the deal was Ribis, we don't bother. Now, the Rishayim say another thing. Hani Mili, when you never stipulated anything, when you originally sold the chitim, you didn't make up that he has to sell the chitim back for $90. You sold the chitim to him for $100. He has chitim, and he owes you $100 in a few months. Now, you understand that he doesn't want chitim. You understand that he wants money. So, Mili doesn't have anything to do with this chitim. And you make an offer, you'll buy back the chitim for a discounted price. And Mamela, you'll be able to essentially be lending him money and getting back more money. But there was no such stipulation. If he'd want to keep the chitim and pay back the $100 and not give you back the chitim now and get $90, that's fine. But if you were to stipulate, if you would say, listen, you want to borrow $100, here's the deal. I'm going to give you chitim and you're going to owe me $100 for the chitim, but there's a t'nai. You have to sell me the chitim and I'm only going to pay you $90 for it. Zogter Ashman the Ridva, that's Kamin Ribis. So even if you made up that t'nai, that you're going to have to sell me the chitim for $90, and the eventual payment for the chitim is with Yayin, that's also Aser. Now, if we're dealing with Haramis Ribis, so as long as the eventual payment of the chitim is Yayin, it doesn't look like Haramis Ribis. But if we made a stipulation that you have to sell to me B'pachas, that's real Ribis. And even Paris would be Aser. The Ramah says that it's, the Ramah learns up that it's Ribis Mura means it's Ribis Ksutsimi Deraisa. The Bach says that the Lashon Rishayim is Kamin Ribis, Kamay Ribis. He doesn't think they mean Ribis Ksutsimi Deraisa. He thinks they mean that it's worse than Aramis Ribis, it's Avak Ribis, and therefore even paying Paris would be Aser. But he doesn't think the Rishayim mean it's Ribis Ksutsimi Deraisa. But the Achrayim point out the Ritva says Mefurish that it's Ribis Ksutsa. And that's the psak of the Ramah. And the Chayit Svar is like this. When you buy something and you're obligated to sell it back at a discount, that means you didn't buy it. That's not called a Mechir B'chlal. You didn't buy the wheat. If you had to sell back the wheat at a discount, that means you didn't buy the wheat. All you did was use the wheat for a schaivus of 100 zuz, and all you got was 90 zuz, and that's Ribis Ksutsa. If the pshat is, it's up to you, you bought the wheat for 100 zuz, you could do whatever you want with the wheat. You don't have to sell it. He doesn't have to buy it. It's a total sale. Now, both of you know that that's not what either of you are interested in. He really wants the wheat. You really want money, not wheat. You buy the wheat for 100 zuz, and then you understand that it makes sense for both of you that you're going to sell it back for 90 zuz. But there's no such stipulation. That's Haramas Ribis, because Batsim you made a Mechira Gemura on the wheat, and Batsim you're making a Mechira Gemura back. The Paiskim say, the whole list of Haramas Ribis is when you say, Halveni Mois, you come in, you say, I want $100 from you. And he answers, I'm not going to give you $100 cash. I'm going to give you $100 worth of wheat. You'll pay me back the $100 in a few months. And he understands that for Shteitzich, he doesn't want wheat. And you do want the wheat, so for Shteitzich, you'll buy back the wheat for a discount of a mill. You'll end up getting the money with Aramis Ribis. But if you metchila said, could I please buy you wheat for 100 zuz? And he says, fine. And then a second later, you say, I want cash right now. Could I please sell you the wheat for 90 zuz? But you never asked him a tchila for a loan. That's not a Ramas Ribbis. But this is all when you don't stipulate b'shas that you buy the wheat that you have to sell it back for 90 zuz. If you stipulate that you have to sell it back for 90 zuz, at least according to the Ramah, that's b'chol on a mechira. There was no mechira of wheat here. A mechira that has to go back, all that is alva of 90 zuz for 100 is chayvus. That's Ribbis Ksusa Gemur. That's the p'sak of the Ramah.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.